absolute kick-ass today. That was awesome. Yeah. You guys want to see a big leak? You guys ready for a leak? Mr. Gobbins himself. There you go. Go ahead and click that picture. I'll give you guys a second to load it up. Click that picture. It is not Pancake Cat. I only saved that for the most important of times. All right, so I'll direct your attention to his goals. Our goals remain the same as before the enemy routed. To find ways to drag goons to the battlefield. They did that part and kill them. They didn't do that so well, though. Man, that's rough. I will send it again. There you go. So they did drag us to the battlefield. I do like the drag goons to the battlefield as though they weren't the ones who ran away or, like, I think right after or before he sent this ping. We tried to fight them in the same system, and they bravely disembarked at high speed. They came into the system before, and then today they got clapped. But there they have laid out their plans. They are trying to attack us from two fronts, Catch and Cloud Ring. So I want you guys to be ready. We will be fighting in both arenas. They have had two tastes of it so far in Cloud Ring. One they bravely ran away from, and the second one they got clapped. So, and then they had the capital advantage, by the way. They're in direct range of their stager. We are not yet, so good for them. It's only going to get worse. It says that they are announcing a new doctrine soon. Does this mean that we are announcing a doctrine this Firesim side for them to copy as usual, Asher? That's a really good one. I really wish I'd come up with that line myself. No, we don't have any new ones to announce. We do have a couple changes to announce, but that's it.
We have something to announce about the Eagles. Don't forget that while we're talking about doctrine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we do. Okay, so let me talk about the Jay thing. We've looked and seen, you know, what he got and what we're gonna do. He got a pretty good amount of assets. We have inventoried everything. You know, when it happened, I was very upset, and I wasn't upset because we lost stuff. I was upset because my friend stole from us. What I was upset about, it was emotional upset. But we've looked at what was taken. And we're thinking it's about 2 months. We're going to just tighten our belts and we'll have everything replaced and back to where we were in about 2 months. So that's about the time frame we're looking at right now. A lot of corps have stood up and have helped their members replace their implants. Some people have donated to their corps to help out. I know in Wafa, there's been like 100 billion plus donated and a bunch of capitals. So I want to say thank you guys. It's times like these that people step up and show their quality, and you either see the worst of them or the best of them, and you guys are the best of us. So I appreciate you guys very much. It's been heartening. A lot of you guys sent me messages personally just saying, hey, sorry that, you know, you're feeling down about this. I appreciate that too. Like, I mean, and I mean that very seriously. I appreciate those of you who reached out. You know, there's a lot of good people here, and we appreciate you. So. That's the long and short of it. Kaz, are you in comps? Yeah, John, I've been watching the fight, so I've been seeing what's happening, and the last of the caps are dying.
Find the button, but I am here.
Yeah, why don't you talk about, for Titan and Super Pilots, why don't you talk about the implants there?
Right, yes. So as part of the situation, obviously we have a ton of pods to replace. What we're going to do as far as that, the first thing we did is talk to the producers. We're actually situated pretty close to the producers of the mainline implant, the big ones that people need. We've worked with them to keep prices stable, so we hope there's not going to be a big spike. There is an Ask a Director. There's a lot of links posted if you want to go check out and you need new implants. Those are available also for Titans Form and Fight Club, for the SIGs, for Super Capital Pilot. If you're a pilot in those SIGs, we're going to post a thread. The Alliance will front you an implant set to get back going for any of your pilots so that you're battle ready, and we can have that taken care of inside of 30 days. We'll make a thread and you can get that posted. That's essentially an interest-free loan that you'll have to pay us back at some point, but we're thinking like 2024 and not anything more urgent than that. So that's really about getting people back to operational status, like Asher said. There's a shit ton of stuff that we could replace, but in terms of actual priorities, it looks a lot different, and we want to focus on getting back to battle ready as fast as we can.
Yeah, so Cass touched on this, and some of the stuff that was taken was like, I've been using this as an example, it's not the exact thing, but like a 10-10 POS BPO which is like a valuable thing in one sense, but in another, we don't really use them currently. So there's some stuff like that that we're just not going to replace because we don't really do or use them currently, but they were assets that we had. And the for your implants, the thing that Kaz just talked about, that applies to all allies as well. So that's not just anyone in Grinsworm Federation. That's anyone in the Imperium, if you are listening, or if they read the thread. That can apply to everyone. So we just want to get everyone operational as fast as possible. All right, I think I've covered everything I want to talk about there. And I want to talk about the fight. Did that. Eagles. We're going to retire Eagles. We're going to replace them with a new doctrine. We're not going to announce it so that we don't want the Horde to be able to copy it. We'll let them announce their doctrine first. But so if we used up most of the remaining stock of Eagles today. This is mostly for the producers. If you are a producer, just don't put up new Eagles. We're going to do what we got. Dude, that alligator, it looks really good, but it's too expensive right now. So no there. We're going to be doing another one. Yeah, Sniper Eagle will officially be changing his name to Sniper Poodle because their Eagles are being retired. The weirder the doctrine suggestion you come up with, it's probably the one that I have come up with, but we do have a fitting team. I do not go ahead and I do not like just run roughshod over them. I don't make pronouncements. We do things as a team. So why are they being retired? They're just not very good anymore. They got the old Riot special where they got nerfed twice, and then the whole class was nerfed, and they're really on the weak side of hacks. They do a couple things well, but we're looking for a doctrine that does more. Gamble asked about how CCP feels about this, and that's actually one other thing I wanted to talk about, was we are going to compartmentalize stuff a little bit more. So the main savings account was compartmentalized. Jay didn't get any of that, and that's really good. That's where it was our bank account, basically, and that wasn't touched. He just had access to the operational account, which is a significantly much, much, much smaller amount.
There's a lot of instances of that too, right? We have a totally different corp that handles all the incoming taxes, handles production, moon stuff, the loan collateral, all of that was also safe, just like the emergency fund. There's also a secondary emergency fund that was also safe. Just a ton of assets that are sort of more live even than the retirement fund stuff. So the compartmentalization we had, it wasn't good enough. I'm pretty mad at ourselves. But we did the stuff we did have worked well and preserved trillions and trillions and trillions of assets compared to what might have been.
Yeah. So Gamble's talking about specifically the ability to destroy clones. And the reason that Jay and other people have that ability is because it is tied, unfortunately, to the ability to kick people from the gunner seat, Keepstar or whatever, Citadel. And for those of you who are around during the big wars, that is that's like a huge concern because people will get like lagged out in the gunner seat, and the only way to get them out is to kick them. So you have to have that role, and you have to have enough people so that it's covered, 24/7 is the hope. Like Atrum mentioned. So that is it's just unfortunately trust, sometimes you have to trust people, sometimes they abuse that trust. It is unfortunate that it happens. And that's really all there is to it. I'm pretty bummed about the situation from a personal perspective, but from the Alliance leader perspective, I am not worried about it. We are in good shape. Lord Trenchard asks, is it good to spread your clones around? I don't really think that's a problem if you want to put one in one of the three keep stars, as long as that's not a problem for you. Do I anticipate this happening again? Probably not, but there's no guarantees. One thing I was talking about with your corp CEOs is the bus factor, or as we're calling it now, the botulism factor. You just can't put every role like on me, because if I walk outside right now and get hit by a bus and die, then we're screwed, right? There has to be some amount of redundancy. And so what we do is buses are the enemy. What we do is we try to spread that redundancy around. Not the bus factor is there. So I generally have roles on most everything, but then we have other secondary people. So not one person doesn't have the secondary roles for everything. I am Florida man, so my mortality risk is much higher. There's the bus factor, or the alligator factor is also potentially a way I can get in trouble. All right, and we are going to cancel the move up. I know a lot of you guys have been on a really long fight, a fight that we actually totally stomped. We got the objective. We got a bunch of kills. We got their capitals that they bravely left behind. And we also won the ISCOR, which is a nice bonus. For those of you that are new to the Alliance, we have a lot of new people. new to the Coalition. We are not a group that cares about kill boards. We don't care about that at all. We care about the objective. So that is always the number one goal. If that Fortizar had died, that was the win. That is the difference between us and them. That is the number one thing, is that we care about doing what we set out to do. And that is why you see our attitudes are so different. It's why we went in and we blew up 4 Keep Stars, and we ended up usually winning those fights anyway, just like we won this fight. But the reason that we took those fights is because we care about the objective and not about saving our precious kill boards. So if you're new and you've been used to sort of like, hey, let's look at the kill board and see if we're winning the fight or not, this is something I'm telling you, you're going to have to readjust, because first off, it's not a fun way to play the game. I promise you, if Z kill board didn't exist, this game would just be more fun in general. But if you can retrain yourself so that you worry about doing the things that you want to do and not about some number in the balance, you will have more fun. But that is what we care about. We care about being the objective. It's nice when you win the objective, win the fight, and get the kill board, win. Okay, that's good. But that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to win the objective. All right. Do I have a bunker? You can't put bunkers in Florida because the water table is too high. You dig down about 2 feet here and you're already in water. So the bunker would be a really small one if I did. All right. I think that's all I wanted to talk about. If you guys have questions about anything, go ahead and ask them. And I am prepared to answer. Faction Bees, that's a question, but I don't really know what you're questioning. We are doing that. Move ops tomorrow. Yes, 1930 tomorrow. We'll be doing the move up 1930 tomorrow. Can I move my aimless back to 1DQ now? Yes. Favorite anime? DuckTales. Love DuckTales. Great theme song.
That's so true, man.
All right. I want to, before I get some more questions, and Tailspin did have a great theme song, but before I get more questions, I do want to give a shout out to the university faculty. We've brought on a lot of people. I know we talked about this last week, but a lot of people have joined us. There have been a lot of questions. University faculty have been answering those questions for so many people. And first off, that's super helpful for new people, but it is awesome. Just awesome what they've done. It's awesome what they've done. Let me also update you guys on some fittings updates. We have unified EOS fitting so that you can have the same EOS across all your fits. That's just easy enough to do. We updated the pod. You bring in the Absolution. We're basically trying to make it easier and more modular for various fleets.
There was a bigger change to the pod on the EOS, and that it doesn't need anything but one hard wiring now.
Yeah. We're updating the Stormbringer and Basilisk fits. We're making Basilisk fits more modular as well, so they can run on multiple fleets, but you just have to change one module usually to run on various fleets. The Stormbringer itself is being updated. We were kind of counting our shekels a little too tightly when we made the Stormbringer fit, and so we're gonna up the price a little bit, but make it a lot more tanky. Can I shout out the Blazers squad, SIG, I don't know what we're going to call them, the guys who are doing running the amulets, helping us replace them. I think Azo Pathwalker is one of those dudes, so big shout out to them. Yeah, those guys are awesome, and they're helping us get any amulets we need done. Replace, thank you guys very much.
I have something we forgot, which is just so as part of the festivities this week, the market in 1DQ is entirely reset. We don't want to see us dip on the trade number. The MER is still 2 weeks away, so we're going to keep the market discount. The taxes will stay at 100 ISK broker fees for all new orders through the end of tomorrow, through the weekend. So take this opportunity, get all your orders listed. If you had stuff you hadn't looked at in a while, it's an opportunity to get a new price for really cheap. Let's get back. I think I talked to a couple of the other finance directors, and they said we're maybe at a 3 of 10, where we normally are at a solid 7 out of 10 on the market. So we have a lot of work to do there. The Alliance has also listed some big buy orders for certain reactions, the low-tier reactions, carbide, and carbon fiber and oxidizers. So if that's something that you want to start getting engaged in sort of industry and you've never done it before, those are the beginner sort of reactions, and the Alliance is going to make sure that you'll always have someone to sell to, even if the price is not that good. So that's some new stuff there. So please hit up the market. Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll be doing the zero tax through 0000 tomorrow, so rolling over onto Eve Monday. And then Apple's looking at a big strat up. This is really should be a good fight, so if you guys are in moon time, check that strat up out. That'll be a good one. All right, if you got more questions, throw them out there, and I will answer them. No, Alvin.
His name's not No Alvin.
Good point. Yeah, sorry. How could I miss that one? Lord Trenchard, no, we're not going to do that. Now that we can donate LP, is that actually true? I thought this patch we cannot donate LP.
Correct. It's temporarily off.
So we can't actually donate LP for now. Favorite vacation destination? That's a good question. Place I've been the most is in Germany. There's a road/racetrack called the Nürburgring. It's like a public racetrack is basically the best way to describe it. And I've been there quite a bit. Probably driven 500 laps on it. It's like 13 miles, like 21 kilometers, I think. So it's each lap is quite long. Spa is better. I've been there too. Yeah. Mostly cars, Conrad. I used to do bikes when I was younger, but I have decided I want to keep all my limbs. Favorite race car? Probably the 1992 Lola or the Mazda prototype with the rotary. I can't remember the model. That's 787B, I think is what it was. 787B, yeah. But if you want a really good-looking prototype, it's the 92 Lola. Was an amazing-looking car. Favorite ship in EVE is the Ishtar. You guys don't like the Ishtar? The Ishtar is a great haul. I'm not talking about for ratting. I'm talking about for PvP. I love the Ishtar. It's amazing. Ishtar is like a high-skill doctrine for FCing. Very fun. You have to keep track of a lot of stuff. When you're doing an Ishtar fight, people don't do Ishtar fights anymore, but when you were, you had to keep track of like your location relative to the enemy, your location relative to your drones, your location relative to their drones, because it'd be sentries on both sides, and then your drones' locations relative to each other, and then the tracking of all that. It's really fun to FC. Your brain gets really hot. Very fun. If you do it right. You can also do Ishtar as like an idiot, but I saw a lot of people do that, but they would generally lose. What do I think about the new Titan? Have you guys seen the model in game? Oh, it's so ugly. It's so ugly. I was like, this thing looks awesome when I saw the art, and then I saw it in game. It looks like a crescent wrench. It's awful. It's awful.
It seemed like it was going to look like a traditional French croissant, and instead it's a Costco croissant.
All right, some of you like it, and I don't want to, you know what? You guys are good to get it if you like it. It's not for me. I do not think it's like an attractive looking at all. I hear the mumble sound. Some of you guys are sending questions in mumble. Join Elysium. That's a room in Jabber. Join Elysium and ask the questions there. Can we swap to get Komodos instead? Yeah, get Komodos if you want. At Asher, Mr. Rogers, Bob Ross, or Steve Irwin. Okay, so I like all these people, but to me, there's no question here. It's Mr. Rogers. If you're not an American, you don't know Mr. Rogers. He was like the closest thing to a saint. So I would definitely go with Mr. Rogers. But I like the other two guys. They're good. Nokin says, when Century Ishtars? So the problem with Century drones in general is that they've sort of been outclassed because they were very good in the past. They got nerfed several times, and then they've never been adjusted as the power level of the meta's gone up a little bit. They're also not great for sieging a citadel, and they're not great for an iHub fight. So those are two kind of important things. I'm not saying they're unusable. I'm just saying that they require a little finesse, and unfortunately, I just don't think we can do it right now. I would love to. Favorite ice cream? I don't know. I'm not really a connoisseur. I like chocolate chip cookie dough. It's like a very basic thing, I think. Why is Anisha more expensive by 600 million when the build cost went down? I'm not a builder, but I know the build cost went up. Equal claw. So the reason that they're more expensive is because the build cost went up, not down. Asher, Goon Meet in Boise, Idaho. All right, well, if you're in Boise, Idaho, you should go and visit it. I actually visited Idaho for the first time about a year and a half ago, but I went to northern Idaho. It was really pretty, beautiful. Asher, favorite 40K army? I am not a Warhammer nerd. I do not know. I'm sorry. What kind of beer do you like? Not really a beer drinker. Drink liquor. If I drink, I don't drink that much. Asher, can we do a scuffed burn Jita if we get a good system max corrupted? Maybe. That's not a bad idea. Asher 2023, goons have no finesse. Exactly. Just take everything out of context. Make me look as bad as you want. I'm down for it. Favorite sandwich? Oh, it's got to be a taco. Taco is definitely my favorite sandwich. How big is my hard drive? I have 4 of them, Woosie. I think probably a total of 15 terabytes somewhere on there.
Oh, Asher, ask them about their appliances. That was hilarious.
What are you currently farming? I'm growing bananas, Monstera Delicioso, strawberries. I have a sumo citrus tree growing, some blueberries. I'm trying potatoes, but they keep dying. But yeah, that's all in my backyard. I have 30 fruit or vegetables growing in my backyard. I cannot grow potatoes and I cannot grow corn. I've been trying to do those. I know potatoes are very hardy, but where I live, it's so... it's so moist and the soil is so garbage that even potatoes are like, nah, we're not really doing it. It's hard to grow them here. I would need to get some raised, I can't remember the things, but I don't want to use those for potatoes. So I've been just trying to plant them in the ground and that's not working. Yeah, potatoes need well-drained soil and the soil here is not well-drained. It gets very, very wet. All right, guys, this is like a really important question. Obviously, thank you for sticking around for this most important of questions. Do you, and this is not a question for Europeans, obviously, but do you put your washing machine on the left or the right side of the dryer? I can't believe there are so many lefts. It's obviously right. Right is the only place for it to go. I'm just shocked to find out how many lefts there are. Depends on which way the door's open. I mean, that's true, but on the newer ones, generally, you can put the door on either side. Like, if it has it'll have, like, a bolt, and you can move it to the hinge either way. All right. Asher, when beacons, is that, like, a beehive thing? Beehive will be going up, basically as soon as possible and staying up, so it's going to be happening soon.
I would like to report that the last hostile capital in WTAC 4 just died.
Nice. Very good job today, guys. FCs were awesome. I was watching. I didn't FC this fight, but I was in important space meetings instead. But it was really awesome. Like, our FCs did a great job. My members were killing it. Their goal is, to quote Gobbins, remains to find a way to drag goons to the battlefield. So they seem to have found a way. Keep doing it, please. Asher, what rank FC are you? I am number 22. One spot above me just opened up for some reason. I don't know how, but there's just one new spot.
Crazy how that happens.
It was weird, right?
You're aware that Arcadius also joined goons.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So Arcadius knocked me back down. So 23 again. Yeah, Crucifiers were awesome, guys. Crucifiers were awesome. We definitely, like, they hated them. I've been watching some of their FCs mauled in some public channels. They're really upset about them. So please do that more. That was awesome.
E-War has got to be nerfed, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're complaining about E-War and, like, yeah.
How could T1 frigates lock that far? That's not fair.
Yeah.
It was responsible for the server's problems. That's what I've heard tell.
Yeah, of course. Alrighty, guys. Appreciate you showing up. Excellent, excellent fight today. We will be doing the move op tomorrow at 19:30. So if you're here for that, here tomorrow, 19:30. Thank you for showing up to the meeting. Thank you for showing up to the fireside. Thank you for showing up in huge, huge numbers for the fight. Appreciate you guys so much. Have a lovely day.
See you tomorrow for the fight after downtime.
Yep.